You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Part 5. Maurice held up his thumb, looking at the canvas in front of him with one eye closed. He lifted his other hand, holding the brush, making a minute stroke. He smiled.
Very good. This will be one of my best ones in years.
The man who sat in front of him didn't argue. It would have been hard for him to do, since his mouth was full of a large leather case that had once held a police badge. It was held in place with a strip of duct tape, making sure he couldn't open his mouth and spit it out. His eyes, which had been terrified a couple of hours ago, were now flat and empty, even though he still lived and breathed. He was naked from the waist up, and on his torso, hundreds of small, razor-thin cuts had bled trickles of blood, streaking down his body and making him look a little like a child painted as a zebra. Maurice took a step toward him, looking at the cuts.
Oh, I see it's coagulated again. Well, don't worry. We're almost done now. It won't be much longer.
He took a small knife from the table next to the canvas, cut a new slash across the torso, and made a new trickle of blood flow. He held his brush to the cut, soaking the bristles in the red liquid before going back to the canvas. The image was an abstract portrait of the man in the chair, drawn almost sketch-like, but with a surprising amount of details. Every cut was marked, and the features of the man were clearly recognizable. Maurice made another minute adjustment, drawing in the new cut, and added some details around the hairline, feet, and the tape holding the right hand in place.
There! I think that does it, as far as the red color goes. I'll take care of the rest with a more conventional palette. We're going to need some shade, and of course a bit of background as well. But it's a masterpiece.
He looked at the man in the chair.
Would you like to see it?
The man didn't respond, but his eyes turned a little, trying to focus. Maurice turned the easel around, showing the picture to him.
What do you think, Inspector Sicord, was it? I think it's a wonderful likeness. Your department will probably want to hang this in your communal office, don't you think? It will serve as an important reminder not to cross me or my kind again. It was a very bad idea for you to try to follow me and my friends. I hope that is clear to you now. Of course, if you hadn't, I wouldn't have gotten this wonderful opportunity to practice my painting skills. I don't get the chance very often after my murder art has taken precedence in my life.
Maurice picked up Secord's shirt, wallet, and keys from the table and moved to his side.
I assume you have a car somewhere, Inspector, but without your cooperation, I don't want to go look for it. So I'll just leave it where it is.
He looked in the wallet, flipping through bills and cards until he came to a couple of photos.
Is this your wife? She's lovely. Oh, I apologize. I see you're no longer wearing a wedding ring. Ex-wife, then. And your kids? Oh, such a pretty little girl. Oh, and a boy who looks just like you. I'm sure you must be very happy to have such wonderful, tasty children.
Secord's eyes came to life, and he turned his face toward Maurice. For the first time in about an hour of torture, he tried to speak through his gag, but made no more than a moaning mumble. Maurice nodded, smiling.
Yes, tasty. Of course, I'll pay them a visit. I'll give them time to grieve you, though. Shall we say A week? In a week, I will visit them and make sure they suffer the most exquisite of pains before I drink them dry. It will be my pleasure. And after they die, I will make them into a work of art, just like you are now. You will forever be a part of a very exquisite collection.
Secord managed to flex his muscles in his arm more than before, and Maurice's eyes widened as he saw the policeman actually ripping his hand free from the tape.
Impressive, Inspector. I thought you were completely broken. And yet, you still possess a bit of fighting spirit. I like that. You are a rare individual, and I will make sure your family knows that.
He reached over, grabbed Secord's arm, and snapped it with a single hard twist of his wrist. Secord screamed, but it was muffled by the gag in his mouth. Maurice opened his mouth and exposed his fangs.
It's time for the celebratory drink after completing a work of art, he said as he lowered his face and bit into Secord's neck with a wolf-like snarl.
A minute or so later, when Secord had stopped twisting in the chair, Maurice raised his head again, wiping his face with a piece of cloth. He breathed deeply, savoring the taste and feeling of the fresh blood in his body. There was a quick rap on the door, and Diego stuck his head in.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Maurice, do you have a moment? Yes, come on in. I'm all done here for now, Maurice said, dropping the bloody cloth into Secord's lap. I want to make arrangements to bring the body, as well as the painting, to the police headquarters. Any suggestions?
Diego frowned.
Not really, no. We can't exactly drop it off on the front step.
Quite right. But we can stuff both the body and the painting in a crate and have it shipped with a parcel service.
Take care of it, please.
Yes, of course. But I've got something else I need to talk to you about.
Maurice gestured to the couch and recliner that stood in the corner of the room, a few feet from Secord's chair.
By all means. What's on your mind, mon ami?
Lamorte had visitors.
Diego sat down, smoothing his pants, and looked at Maurice, who sat down across from him. Maurice put his arms up on the back of the couch, almost sprawled, while Diego sat ramrod straight.
So? We had guards in the perimeter of the house, but no one saw anything. No one came in or out. But yet, these two people managed to get inside.
How do we know about it if we didn't see them coming?
Maurice's brow furrowed.
One of our people was equipped with a long-range microphone. He didn't have it on since no one had arrived, but at some point he decided to test it, and he caught their voices. Lamorton had a meeting with them.
Interesting. So they were able to sneak inside without being noticed.
What did they have to talk to him about? My curiosity is piqued now.
They talked about you?
Diego cleared his throat.
And Alani was with him as well. We already knew she was loyal to him and was feeding him information, but we didn't know how much she actually managed to find out. He knows everything about you, it seems, which means now his guests know as well.
Who are these guests?
He called one Jim Corrigan, and one Miss Weston. I wasn't able to find anything on her, but Jim Corrigan's in the phone book. He's some kind of private investigator, specializing in supernatural cases and spirits.
And why should we care about him?
Maurice waved a hand.
Well, for one, the guy can get past our guards. But another thing is, I did some digging. The vampires in this city are afraid of him. He's killed several of them before.
Killed vampires?
Maurice smiled.
Fascinating. So he's actually aware of our world and not afraid to take it on.
That's how I see it, too. There's a reason for him not being afraid, though. My sources say he's not all human, that he's immortal.
In what way immortal?
Maurice asked, leaning forward in the couch.
In the most literal sense of the word. He's been around almost since the old prince was overthrown, and never aged. In fact, La Mort gave him permission to hunt some of those who stepped out of line.
Maurice's eyes filled with a new kind of light.
Interesting. An immortal. I've never matched against one before. You said he's in the phone book?
Yes, he lives on Market Street. Maurice got up, picking up the brush again.
Put some people on his house. I want to know what he does, who he sees, and where he goes. If he's got friends, family, lovers, pets, tell me everything.
Diego got up as well. I'll make it happen.
Good. Tell me, my friend, how are you enjoying ruling?
Maurice said, as he picked up a color palette and began mixing two colors.
I hardly rule. I just run an interim government until the election. I know. But when I win, I will appoint you my chief counselor, and you will run the city in all but name. I need to know if you're content with the throne.
I am. Diego gave Maurice a big smile.
Thank you for trusting me that much. There are few people I trust, and you are at the top of that list. But it has nothing to do with trust. When I become prince, I expect to be so busy with hunting and making art that I won't have very much time to handle all the boring day-to-day business. I'd much rather that fall to someone who enjoys it. Power isn't a goal in itself, Diego. It is merely a means to an end, allowing you to live your life the way you see fit. Remember that.
Yes, I will.
Now, let me finish here. Order the pickup of the dear inspector for, let's say, tomorrow at 7.
I should be done by then. Maurice looked at Secord, and slowly a smile spread on his face.
Until then, leave the body here. I find it inspires me.
Diego closed the door behind him as Maurice put the brush into the dark color.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.